Okay, so what I've done is I've gone to visual proof reports in the top left, and then halfway down, you've got the hot zone report, and that's what I've selected. And then I went to the previous week. So it shows, I've got, now the formula, and we're going to have some blues, if you're over by five salespeople, is the algorithm I've set up, I give you a blue hour. And the way I calculate this is I assume that the average salesperson can comfortably work with two customers an hour or 30 minutes per opportunity. And you can adjust this to whatever you want, but I really wouldn't recommend it. I think that's really close for us. And you've got another backup tool that shows you the time with customers that'll verify that as well. And it's about 29 minutes normal. So, and here we've got at Valdosta on Saturday, the back-to-back issue, but is it really out there? What was the staffing like? So it doesn't tell you exactly what's going on, but it asks the question, well, why is it doing this? What's going on? So it gives you some in-depth analysis, I think, for management. Another tool that complements this is the traffic patterns report. And we kind of talk about, this is the month of April so far, and it kind of shows you the entire company, and you can focus on individual stores. Let's take a look here. And this is actual net traffic patterns as far as the traffic counter goes. And it kind of shows you what's going on at each location. And again, you can look at this over any period of time you want. So let's take a look at a quarter. The hot zone report is a report that everyone should be emailed. You can do it daily if you want. I think it's too much. So in your setup, what I did here, so everybody knows, is I went from visual proof reports in the top left to staffing analysis. This is the report that actually feeds the hot zone report. And whatever we do, we need to be consistent with the decision. So after I leave, you want to talk about how much time actually do we spend on average with each customer. What's really going on here? So I want to come in here to edit sales time required. And it's set for 30 minutes. So that's what we're looking for. And some good insight here. You know, you have to be staffed intelligently. You have to be prepared for the influx of customers. I'm going to give you a report. Let me show you the report. You are going to love this. So underneath Upboard CRM reports, staying on the same subject here, but we're talking about downtime, because you see these blue hours and you're thinking, well, we're overstaffed, we've got a downtime issue. And the advantage with that is, well, what are we supposed to be doing during downtime? Well, the showroom better look great, better be pristine. And what else can we do? Well, we can work hard and follow up. It's under employees, it's time with customers. And what we're able to do is we're able to analyze, this is all showrooms. So right now I've got the total time clock analysis for each salesperson. And I can see how many total hours the store has generated in terms of coverage. You get 507 man hours at the Albany store. Suzanne's worked 74, a couple people at 50, hours on deck. So that's time waiting for customers. 51 hours not in front of a customer is what that says. 342 hours, man hours at the Albany store waiting for something to happen. What should we be doing? Well, if you've got this system and you really have a strong database that you've been building over months and years, well, we know what to do. So what we got to do is we've got to build it. There are a lot of creative ways that we can really develop relationships with people. Time with customers, 165 total. And then it divides the total time with customers by the number of opportunities, and that gives you your average time with each customer. Average time in minutes, 31. So I'm right on the money with my 30-minute deal. You're 2 minutes higher than the average, which is a good thing. But it allows you to kind of determine, well, who's got the highest and how are they doing? So you've got Fran is spending 45 minutes. Kristen is 45 minutes. You're all pretty high. You got a couple folks, Megan and Angelica, are at 26 minutes. Okay, there's a big difference, 19 minutes on average. How does that relate to their individual closing ratios? Well, here, you know, you've got closing ratios. So I don't want to get into the minutiae here, but I want to show you, if you take a look and you dig into this, you can get some great information. The most important report, starting off, is that Iggy report. And that's why I email it to you. Second most important report, in my opinion, and really you can run the company with these two, the Iggy, make sure your hot zone's solid, and then the BABTA analysis. And I'll just show you an example of how I, with anybody that I'm ever working with or consulting with, I love BABTA average revenue per guest by salesperson. And I kind of dive into this. Let's just take a look at one location. And I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to look at, let's just keep it simple. In the last 11 days, according to this thing, and what I do is my eyes go right to the bottom left or bottom right. I look at that total there. It's representing $61,669. And what that is missed opportunities. What that is the way this works is you've got an average revenue per guest. We've got to verify that the traffic counts are right and that the sales are coming into the track system properly. It's garbage. But I'm just going to take and look at what I'm dealing with right now. Let's hit previous month just for fun. So what I'm looking at for the previous month, March, is all the salespeople that are above this average of 393. And even if you've only got one or two or three transactions, it'll rank you up there. But it's all okay because if you put it into the entire formula, the bottom line is accurate. So, but it shows the salespeople that are above the average revenue per guest. So in other words, that's the dollar value of each opportunity that's coming into your company if they purchase or not. So it's powerful, powerful stuff. So I love Bob. What's he doing? I just love that guy. He's 365% above the average. Now he's only got, 12 opportunities, 10 sales. And it shows you then, and Bob's going to skew the numbers a little bit, but that's okay. We want that. We want to reach a little bit higher, right? So if you're below the average, it'll show you how much you're below, what your sales would have been above the average. So Angelique, if she did 25,571, if she hit the average, she'd have done an extra $377.
Right.
But what I do is I go to the bottom number, then I go back up to see who can I work with that is talking with a lot more client or customers than and selling a lot less. One thing about the up system is that if you have a problem engaging with a customer, you get the old Heisman move all the time, there's something wrong, you're getting back on the up board more often. You're talking to more people. Sometimes the below average salesperson that has half or less than half the volume is talking to twice as many customers. How do you fix that? You just have to watch it and be aware of it and slow them down. I mean, if they're going into their greeting, and I've got that other tool that analyzes how far did they get in the selling process, so I can come in here and I can say, hey, you're not getting past the greeting. I'm going to observe you for the next few days, and if I can't get you to engage more often with clients in a better way, you can't work here anymore because you are costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I would immediately, I'd verify that the numbers are all correct, and I go for the biggest numbers here, and they're my personal project. And if I can't get them up to the average pretty quick, then I might not have the raw materials to make it happen. So it's nothing personal. It's just here's all the statistics. What can we do? You better put some extra effort into it, or this is not going to happen anymore. And your top performers will love you when you start doing it.